Next patient is last name Avila, A-V-I-L-A. First name is Adelina, A-D-E-L-I-N-A. And let's see. Let's see. This 90-year-old woman has been placed on hospice because of history of heart failure. Patient has had extensive history of coronary artery disease, cardiac cachexia, cardiomyopathy. Is a short of breath at all times. She lives with a family member. She's a widower who lives with other family members at this time. She used to ambulate, but is no longer able to do so and requires ADL. Is total ADL care at this time, period. Patient is confused, short of breath. She's sleeping with 12 to 16 hours a day, period. Patient is... This has generalized weakness, as I mentioned, cardiac cachexia, decreased appetite, and muscle wasting galore, G-L-O-R-E, period. Patient has a KPS score of 50% at this time. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this woman who most likely has less than 6 months to live at this time. New paragraph, family in consultation with patient's primary care decision have decided to place patient on hospice. The decision was made in conjunction with Paul patient's daughter and Melba patient's, Paul patient's son and Melba patient's daughter, period. Other comorbidities include recent hospitalization with pneumonia to Tombaugh HCA, that's T-O-M-B-A-L-L-H-C-A hospital, with aspiration pneumonia, which is also indicative of patient's end-stage dementia as well as heart disease, period. Patient is no longer able to feed herself and, as I mentioned, is wearing a diaper. She's having trouble with swallowing. Family has decided against any type of artificial tube placement, and they have decided to keep patient comfortable at this time. Still, patient passes on. Period. Patient is hospice appropriate. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. Let me see if I want to add anything else. Patient will be patient's family needs help with both nursing as well as aides at home to be able to care for their loved ones. Incidentally, during the hospitalization, patient was found to have 3 wounds: right chest, a bilateral buttocks, and right buttock. Different various sizes, all stage 2 or further. Indicative of patient's nutrition breakdown and lack of stimulation of food and protein. Again, overall prognosis is poor for this woman. Apparently, patient was placed on oxygen, but most of the time she does not like to wear her oxygen. Hence the reason for chronic shortness of breath and symptoms of angina, along with edema of the lower extremity. Thank you.